Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the president's wacky team of lawyers. They recently wrote a letter to the special counsel's office saying that Donald Trump is above the law. Not to be confused with the first Steven Seagal movie, Above the Law, although they both look to be about in the same physical condition these days. The lawyers say the president cannot commit obstruction of justice because as chief law enforcement officer of the United States, he is the Justice Department.
I am the law.
The president himself tweeted out that many legal scholars say he has the absolute right to pardon himself, even though he won't need to because he hasn't committed any crimes. Like a get-out-of-jail-free card, only different. He's King Donald.
Laws are for losers.
Claims to have special powers, making him immune from committing a crime. Apparently, he was bitten by a radioactive spider at Camp David. What he might say is that everything he told the public was a lie, but it wasn't under oath, so it doesn't count, which is what many of us suspected from the start. His story has shifted more than the sands of the Kalahari during one of those windstorms they call a haboob. And speaking of boobs, another of his lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, says the deep state is framing the president, and he might take the fifth if any of the questions about crimes he didn't commit get too close to the truth. They're throwing up different defenses like hyperactive monkeys flinging feces at a zoo. Not only can't he be constitutionally prosecuted, but the prosecution is a conspiracy. Can't wait for them to float a diminished capacity defense. That one wouldn't be hard to sell. For Wilders.com, I'm Will Durst.